91X News is brought to you by McDonald's.
It's 23 degrees with light rain showers at noon. Good afternoon. I'm Mark Venema. A New Brunswick jury has found 63-year-old Romier Cormier guilty of six charges relating to the kidnapping of a Moncton woman from a mall parking lot. Cormier was convicted this morning of kidnapping, forcible confinement, sexual assault, assault with a weapon, robbery, and uttering death threats. He held the woman prisoner in his home for 26 days. Cormier smiled as he left the courtroom. Residents of Slave Lake are eagerly preparing for today's royal visit. Some people in the northern Alberta town plan to close their businesses and line the town streets, hoping to catch a glimpse of Prince William and Kate. Others have painted a mammoth welcome sign in a field next to the local airport. Canadian Press reporter Chris Purdy says the royals won't be on the ground for very long.
They will be there for about 2 hours. Now, this was a surprise addition to their tour. They're first going to get on a bus and see a neighborhood that was destroyed by the fire. Next, they're off to a local college, and they'll meet with firefighters, Mounties, and emergency workers. And especially, they're going to talk to residents who lost their homes in the fire.
The wind whipped forest fire forced 7,000 people to flee and reduced about 400 homes and businesses to ash and debris. Residents of Souris, Manitoba can breathe a little easier this morning. The river crested last night at levels that were lower than expected. Dikes that were built up in advance of the crest held back the water with about a meter to spare. Downstream, the mayor of Winnetka says the sewage treatment plant is well protected and area bridges are being reinforced with crest expected to reach there tomorrow. A University of British Columbia student who was attacked while home in Bangladesh is back in Canada for treatment. Ramana Manzar, a 33-year-old political science graduate student, was attacked a month ago when her eyes were gouged and her face disfigured. Her husband is in jail facing a charge of attempted murder. Manzar says she'll spend the next few months focusing on her treatment and finishing her master's degree.
It's the only thing I want right now, and my professors have given me all kinds of support and alternatives how I can finish my thesis. So I really hope I can finish that.
The university has started a fundraising campaign and has raised more than $40,000. The school hopes to collect $75,000 to cover Manzar's living and medical expenses. A Florida jury has acquitted Casey Anthony of murdering her 2-year-old daughter, Kaylee. Anthony showed no reaction when the jury's verdict was read yesterday after more than 10 hours of deliberations, but she began to cry shortly after and hugged her attorney. She could have received a death sentence if she had been convicted of first-degree murder. She was found guilty of lying to investigators. Judge Balvin Perry will sentence her tomorrow. She could receive up to a year in jail for each count. Kaylee disappeared in June 2008, and her body was found in woods near her grandparents' home 6 months later. Quinty West OPP were called to a Mercia Street residence in Trenton yesterday for an irate man with a bat. Officers were told the male threatened to harm two construction workers and their work van. 19-year-old Christopher Carter of Trenton was arrested and charged. He will appear in court later this month. And a man has been charged with stunt driving after police clocked a motorcycle driving at almost twice the speed limit northeast of Coburg. Northumberland OPP spotted the motorcycle being driven at 142 kilometers an hour in an 80-kilometer zone on County Road 23 on Monday evening. Mike Vanderwall, 22, of Allmacaldeman Township, was charged with stunt driving. His license was suspended for 7 days, and the motorcycle was impounded for a week. Some of us might presume that many new Canadians are unsafe drivers, but researchers found recent immigrants actually seem to be steady behind the wheel than long-term residents. Bill Draper has the details.
The researchers looked at a decade's worth of data tracking nearly a million recent immigrants in Ontario, comparing their involvement in serious crashes with that of long-term residents. After analyzing hospital and other records, the researchers determined that immigrant drivers were 40 to 50% less likely than long-term residents to be involved in a bad smash-up. Researcher Dr. Donald Redelmeyer at Sunnybrook Health Sciences Centre in Toronto says it's possible a third of the hospital admissions for road trauma in Ontario could be avoided if long-term residents drove like recent immigrants. Bill Draper, The Canadian Press, Toronto.
And we got a nice story for you here. Suki the Black Lab is going home to Montreal after somehow ending up 4,500 kilometers away in Kamloops, British Columbia. The dog's owners lost their pet a year ago and were shocked and overjoyed when Suki was identified by a microchip after being brought in by a Good Samaritan. A grant from the SPCA in Kamloops will pay for a herd to make a quicker, more direct trip home. That's 91X News to 1206. Sports is next.
Dollar Drink Days are back at McDonald's. Enjoy any size soft drink or iced coffee for only a dollar plus tax all summer long. Excludes meals and McCafe at participating restaurants.
The South Korean city of Pyeongchang has been awarded the 2018 Winter Olympics, taking the Games to a new territory in Asia after failing in two previous attempts. Pyeongchang defeated rivals Munich and Annecy today in the first round of a secret ballot of the International Olympic Committee. The Koreans had lost narrowly in previous bids for the 2010 and 2014 Olympics. Pyeongchang will be the first city in Asia outside Japan to host the Winter Games. Japan held the Games in Sapporo in 1972 and Nagano in 1998. The Blue Jays finish off their AL East series tonight in Boston with a rubber match against the Red Sox. Boston held on for a 3-2 win last night despite Jose Bautista's two-run homer in Major League leading 28th of the season. Ricky Romero gets the start for Toronto while the Red Sox counter with knuckleballer Tim Wakefield. Canada leaves the FIFA's Women's World Cup without earning a point, its worst finish ever. After losing 1-0 to Nigeria in the final game for both teams, Canadian midfielder Diana Matheson found it hard to fathom the team's disappointing World Cup campaign.
I don't really know how to feel right now. I thought we showed a lot more fight this game, but we still didn't get the bounces today, unfortunately.
It's been a rough day on the road at the Tour de France. The Radio Shack team lost a Slovenian rider after he crashed about halfway through the fifth stage and was taken away for medical treatment. The race was marred by several other crashes. Jury selection starts today at baseball great Roger Clemens' pre-jury trial in Washington. Sagar Magani has the details.
3.5 years ago, Clemens told reporters the same thing he told a congressional committee.
Never use steroids or growth hormone.
He's now facing perjury, false statements, and obstruction of Congress charges. The prosecution's star witness is his former trainer, Brian McNamee.
I injected those drugs into the body of Roger Clemens at his direction.
The judge says he probably will not let some of Clemens' former Yankee teammates testify that McNamee also injected them. The trial's expected to last several weeks, with a parade of celebrity athletes and sordid details. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Today is the 115th day of the NFL labor lockout, and time is gradually becoming a factor in the discussions. Training camps for the Rams and Bears are scheduled to open in less than 3 weeks, and those teams are scheduled to play in the Hall of Fame game on August the 7th. Send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. 91X weather today, mainly cloudy, a few showers beginning this morning and ending this afternoon. There is risks of thunderstorms late this morning and early this afternoon as well. We'll see a high of 27. Tonight, clear, low 16. Tomorrow, mainly sunny, a high 24. And Friday, a mix of sun and cloud with a high of 25. At 12:09, it's 23 degrees. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Mark Venema.